When God asks us to do something that we don't really want to do, how often do we do it with a bad attitude, grumbling all the way? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. There's nothing worse than a gift that's given begrudgingly, because the whole point of a gift is that the giver wants to bless the person who's receiving, or at least that should be the whole point. So when the giver is grumbling, when the gift is given with a bad attitude, come on, it becomes at best an empty gesture, at worst, an insult. I was spending some time in the Old Testament the other day, and these familiar words just caught my eye. A freewill offering, Ezra chapter 2, verses 68 and 69. As soon as they came to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of families made freewill offerings for the house of God to erect it on this site. According to their resources, they gave to the building fund 61,000 darics of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly robes. Hey, you know, that's a lot of stuff they gave away. 1,100 pounds of gold, 4 tons of silver. Now, there are all sorts of different sacrifices in the Old Testament. Some were mandatory under the law, others weren't. Those others were called free will offerings. As the name suggests, they were to be given voluntarily from the heart. Sometimes God wants us to volunteer to do something inconvenient, something difficult, something even that hurts, something that costs us something, perhaps to love someone who doesn't deserve it, whatever it is. But when we grumble about it, we're robbing him of the gift. What he wants, I think, is a free will offering, something we give to him out of our own free will, something that comes from the heart. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, God's word is so powerful, isn't it? It has the power to turn around our bad attitudes, the power to set us free. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.